Lincoln, who had struck a bond with rank-and-file soldiers during his many visits to the front, correctly guessed that the army that McClellan left behind supported the incumbent president over the young Napoleon. To ensure a favorable turnout from the 850,000 Northern men in uniform, Republican-controlled states set up ballot boxes in military camps. At Stanton's behest, Dana sent a stern note to Patrick, known to be a Democrat, that the War Department had learned he was cooperating with agents that New York Democratic Governor Horatio Seymour sent to Grant's army to drum up support for McClellan. The department ordered him to halt any help he was giving election agents and remain neutral. It turned out that Lafayette Baker, Patrick's old nemesis, was behind the warning. Baker had alerted Dana that Seymour had hired an old California ballot box stuffer to roam the Army of the Potomac and round up votes legally or illegally. Through the summer and autumn months, Baker continued to prowl among the criminal and greedy-minded of the war's underbelly. In July, he busted up a counterfeiting ring in St. Louis. During the fall, he uncovered a scheme by New York politicians, corrupt government officials, and a group of army officers to illegally trade food and supplies for smuggled cotton from the South, which fetched hundreds of thousands of dollars in profits or bribes for everyone involved. Also in the fall, Matthew Brady, who had become a celebrity for his wartime photographs, lobbied Grant and his wife to allow him to embed with the Army of the Potomac to take shots. Grant eventually agreed and sent his wife photos Brady had taken that she could view on her stereoscope, which created a three-dimensional effect. Baker, however, alerted Dana that Brady was doing more than just recording Grant's army on glass plates. The photographer hatched an insider information scheme with Wall Street speculators to telegraph them coded messages with advance notice of successes or defeats Grant's army had with military movements around Petersburg and Richmond before a press blackout was lifted and newspapers could report them. The speculators used that intelligence to cash in at the stock and gold markets, whose prices fluctuated depending on news from the front. There is no record of any response from Grant, who was flattered by the photos Brady took of him. Baker also chased reports of seditious plots. In late October, he went to Dana with what he insisted was ironclad evidence that disgraced Major General Fitz John Porter, who had been court-martialed for his failures during the Second Battle of Bull Run 2 years earlier, was leading a cabal of Army of the Potomac officers who were selling arms and ammunition to Western states for an insurrection to prevent Lincoln's inauguration if he was reelected. There are no documents in the Army files that indicate Dana ever took this report seriously, or that such a conspiracy ever occurred or was even contemplated.